ask themselves, where did that word come from? It comes from the CIA-controlled media, who have done their best to dummy you down into believing that all conspiracies are theories, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Furthermore, you will find, as I'm about to show you, history will show that the corrupt media have in fact attempted to cover for them that are committing the crimes of conspiracy by attempting to discredit them that are exposing the conspirators. Conspiracy theory is a term that originally was a neutral descriptor for any claim of civil, criminal, or political conspiracy. However, it has come almost exclusively to refer to any fringe theory which explains a historical or a current event as the result of a secret plot by conspirators of almost power and cunning.
Those are my thoughts.
According to Webster's 1828, the definition of the word conspiracy, a combination of men for an evil purpose, an agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert, particularly a combination to commit treason or to excite sedition or insurrection. Furthermore, I want to show you that conspiracies are very scriptural. When you go to Jeremiah 11, verse 9, it says, "And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem." As a matter of fact, well-respected Bible commentator Matthew Henry said of conspiracies, in Jeremiah 11, 9 in particular, "A conspiracy is found among them by him whose eyes is upon the hidden works of darkness." There's a combination against God and religion, a dangerous design formed to overthrow God's government and bring in the pretenders, the counterfeit deities. This intimates that they were willful and deliberate in wickedness. They rebelled against God, and not through incogitancy, but presumptuously and with a high hand. That they were subtle and ingenious in wickedness, and carried on their plot against religion with a great deal of art and contrivance. That they were linked together in the design, and as is usual among conspirators, engaged to stand by one another in it and to live and die together. They were resolved to go through with it. A cursed conspiracy. Oh, that there were not like that in our day. What the conspiracy was, they designed to overthrow divine revelation and set that aside, to persuade people not to hear, not to heed the words of God. They did all that they could do to derogate from the authority of the scriptures and to lessen the value of them. They designed to draw people after other gods to serve them, to consult them as their oracles, and make court to them as their benefactors. What follows are some of these most shocking modern conspiracy theories that turned out true after thorough investigation by our society, some through congressional hearings and others through investigative journalism. Many of these, however, were just admitted to by those that were involved in the conspiracy itself. The Dreyfus Affair. In the late 1800s in France, Jewish artillery officer Alfred Dreyfus was wrongfully convicted of treason based on false government documents and sentenced to life in prison. The French government did attempt to cover this up, but Dreyfus was eventually pardoned after the affair was made public, an act that is credited to writer Emile Zola. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. The Mafia. This secret crime society was virtually unknown until the 1960s. When member Joe Valachi first revealed the society's secrets to law enforcement officials.
What does that mean in your terms? Did that mean that you were agreeing yourself to kill him?
Oh, yes, Senator.
What was known was that organized crime existed, but not that the extent of their control included working with the CIA, politicians, and the biggest businesses in the world. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. MK Ultra. In the 1950s to the 1970s, the CIA ran a mind control project aimed at finding a truth serum to use on communist spies. Test subjects were given LSD and other drugs, often without their consent. And some were tortured. At least one man, civilian biochemist Frank Olson, who was working for the government.
Here we go. J.C. Ryle rightly stated that the saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight against spiritual apathy in their Christianity. They eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves, they get money, they spend money, they go through a brief round of formal religious services once or twice every week. But of the great spiritual warfare, its watchings and strugglings, its agonies and anxieties, its battles and contests, of all things they appear to know nothing at all. Let us take care that this case is not our own. We should all consider Charles Spurgeon's quote when he said, "The cross is the danger signal to all of us. It warns you that if God spared not his only son, he will not spare you. It is the lighthouse set on the rocks of sin to warn you that swift and sure destruction awaits you if you continue to rebel against the Lord."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And now, folks, what I want to do is I want to pull up our friend Alex Newman because I've got him for about 22 minutes. And as you all well know, we've been doing events here. We're going to be doing one tonight in Freeport Community Center, which is in Freeport, Minnesota, obviously. And I'm saying that for the very purpose. We just did an event yesterday in Brainerd, Minnesota. And I got to tell you guys, I talked to Ron Branster, who's another, he's a local guy, whereas Alex Newman is more of a national, international guy. And I don't think people realize what they have in this country when it comes to these guys. And I'm saying that not to boast of the man, but just seeing the faithfulness of what the Lord has put in these guys to do the things that they're doing. So without further ado, I'm going to pull up Alex Newman here. Alex, do I have you?
I am here. Can you hear me, Bradley?
Oh, you sound absolutely fantastic. Alex, some of the information that you were bringing yesterday at the event that we did in Brainerd, Minnesota, it was information I already knew of, but you kind of embellished the information and you brought it in deeper concerning some of the things that I didn't know. And it didn't surprise me what you were telling me, but like what you said about Walter Cronkite, I kind of want you to share with the people to the degree that this goes. And if we could start with Walter Cronkite, it's a prime example because I already knew the guy was corrupt, but can you share with the people his quote that he gave during that particular time just to show the people the depths of evil and wickedness and which we're dealing with, or should I say with which we're tolerating in America today on so many different fronts. So without further ado, thanks for jumping on, Alex, and it's all yours, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Bradley. Great to be here. Really appreciate it. And Walter Cronkite, I actually ended with Walter Cronkite because I went through a whole explanation of what this cabal of evildoers was doing to our country, basically unleashing crises, all with the goal of demolishing the family, demolishing the nation, demolishing the church, demolishing the Word of God. Of course, that will never succeed. But and I ended with, why some of you are wondering, why haven't you heard any of this? Right? Well, why isn't this on TV? Why isn't this in my local newspaper? And the reason is the media is completely bought and paid for. They're working for the enemy. And so I gave a few examples of that. But Walter Cronkite was a powerful one. Walter Cronkite, for the younger folks in the audience, was probably the most important American journalist of a previous generation. He was a big deal back in the 80s, 90s, even going into the early 2000s. He's no longer with us, of course. But one of the things he was big on was world federalism, global government. World federalism is just another way of saying global government. Yep. And so he was getting his World Federalist Association Award. They call it the Global Governance Award. They don't leave much to the imagination. He was getting his Global Governance Award from the World Federalist Association. This was when Bill Clinton was president. And Hillary Clinton says, you know, congratulations, Walter, you know, for more than a generation in this country, it wasn't the news until Walter Cronkite tells us it's the news.
Yep.
And Walter Cronkite gets up to the podium and he starts, like, mocking Christians. He talks about Pat Robertson, who also is no longer with us. And Pat Robertson, of course, argued that the New World Order agenda was satanic, and I would argue the same thing. You know, it was God's idea to divide us into nations, Acts chapter 17, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 18. Like, clearly, God ordained that mankind should be divided into nations. And you can read that story. It's in Genesis chapter 11. Like, this is part of God's plan. And so we would expect a satanic effort to try to undermine that. And so Walter Cronkite gets up, and he mocks Christians, and he mocks Pat Robertson. He says, these people think that we should only have a world government when Jesus is here. Mm-hmm. Well, and that any effort to do that before then must be the work of the devil. And then he says, I'm quoting word for word here. I showed the video last
yep,
night.
Yep.
He said, well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan. And then they all laugh, like, that's so funny. But it's no joke. I mean, these yep. people, I think, in a very literal sense, are doing the work of the enemy.
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the things that you were highlighting earlier, and just concerning the potency, the effectiveness of this individual, Walter Cronkite, even back in the 60s, if you remember right, Johnson said he lost the war when he lost Cronkite. Yep. Concerning the Vietnam War back in the 60s. So it was, in fact, the truth concerning what you're saying about the man. And exactly right. And I think it was the best way that you put it when you said it wasn't news until he said it. That's exactly the problem. And it was one of the things that we brought up yesterday in Brainerd, Alex, was the fact that nobody believes the media. But yet somehow or another, when the media that they don't believe says what they say, then the people adhere to what they say they don't believe. And it's called holding the truth and unrighteousness. But it's pretty crazy, to say the least, that one man can have that much power, especially within the ranks of the mainstream media that nobody believes. So, but there was a plethora of other things that you had brought up. I got about 3 minutes for the first segment here, and then I'm going to pull you up on the second side of this as well for another segment, at least in part. Alex, what was some of the other stuff that's more pertinent? Because a lot of people say, well, I've heard it all. But yesterday I heard a lot of people saying, but I didn't hear that. We want to hear, I didn't hear that.
Well, you asked me to speak particularly to kind of the national and international angle of what's happening here in Minnesota. Of course, one of the huge things happening here in Minnesota is your massive immigrant population that's been brought in. And you know, we're not talking about immigrants from like Sweden and Norway. Like, we're talking about immigrants from cultures that are entirely incompatible with Christian civilization. Somalia obviously being the premier example. And what I showed was that this is actually coming down from the United Nations. They say right on their own website that mass international migration is a critical means to bringing about the 2030 agenda. That's their what they call the master plan for humanity, the UN Sustainable Development Goals. And there's a lot of reasons for that, but suffice it to say, one is it helps undermine national identity, cohesiveness. It kind of balkanizes a society, especially a national identity. Secondly, you notice these migrants are coming from the Islamic world and from the pagan world, and they're all being deployed to Christian nations, historically yep. Christian nations. Why is that? Because they're trying to undermine Christendom. So that was one of the big points I tried to make. I talked about climate change as well, which is a critical component to this, but I know we're coming up on a break, so... but just real quick, climate change is, of course, climate has always changed. God controls the climate. But there is an effort to weaponize this idea that human emissions of CO2 are driving it, and that destroying human activity, industry, the economy of the United States is the solution. It's a lie from the pit of hell, from the father of lies, and we need to understand that.
And it's been debunked 1,000 times over, and I believe it was you that said yesterday that the whole thing has been debunked. It's not going over very well in the West here. It's kind of dead in the West right now, but they're doing and applicating that the whole global warming issue over in Europe right now and other parts of the world. But why is it failing here in the United States of America? Is it because people like you, like Ron Branster and The Gist, are out there making people aware of what's going on? Or how would you bring that forth to basically consummate the point?
I think that's a big part of it. I think Americans are still much more common sense people than...
I'll get the answer on the other side. I thought we had one more minute. I'm behind on a minute here, guys. Folks, we got Alex Newman with us right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're drinking good coffee. We're both drinking good coffee right now. So you got another segment coming up. And it's going to be a powerhouse. So we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Addie and I'm 15 years old. I've been listening to Bradley Dean's church for a little over a year now. Each time I listen, it is more and more empowering. Bradley is building up more of the Lord's soldiers for the battles we face as true Christians. Bradley's church doesn't waver from the truth. He teaches straight from the Bible and his testimonies, and talks about the things that actually need talking about. If you want to feel the true fire from the Lord, come join us every Sunday at Sons of Liberty Radio Church Live with Bradley Dean at 9 a.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'll give you the information in just a moment concerning call-in. We got just a couple minutes left with our friend Alex Newman, one of the speakers. We're going to be at Freeport, Minnesota tonight, Freeport Community Center, 307 7th Street Southeast, Freeport, Minnesota. It starts at 6 o'clock. We go to 9, pretty sharp. We end about 9. We hang out for about a half hour. We tried to get to Q&A yesterday. Didn't have enough time to do that, but we did have a little time to commune with each other. And you know what was fantastic about yesterday, too, was there was a lot of new people there. Ron Branster is one of the local guys, and he was speaking out, and he said, you know, I just know a handful of these people. The rest of them I didn't really know. But again, friends, if you haven't been to one of these events, you really need to get there. You need to get equipped. The Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You need to be educated because this is on our front door. And I'm going to pull us back over to Alex right now, but I do want to say, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Do you find that to be true, what Mr. Orwell said back in the 80s, Alex?
Unfortunately, it's been true for a while now, Bradley, and very few people know it as well as you. When you speak the truth, people get really upset. Not just any people, people who hate God, people who hate the word of God. And you and I have both dealt with this. I've had Antifa show up at a bunch of my talks. We know that the government was coming after us, ordering the social media companies. I'm banned from Facebook right now. We had our YouTube channel taken down. I mean, all of it. And that's okay. You know, God doesn't need YouTube to be able to get information out and truth out to the people. God will find ways to do that, and he will use us, his human instruments, his people, to do that. But it's absolutely true that speaking the truth in this day and age, all across the West and still all over the world, is revolutionary in the sense that it seems radical, it upsets people, it upsets the established order, because the lies cannot survive when the truth brings to light what's going on.
So. It's like what Augustine said. He said, you know, the truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Just let it loose. It'll defend itself. And it's exactly the truth of the matter. And I was just thinking about this, just on a personal level. I didn't know that you were deplatformed, because we're massively deplatformed over here, from YouTube to Facebook. They pulled down our pages, and I'm not going to go on with all of that. But what's interesting is, if you look at John Wesley, you look at a Martin Luther, you look at a George Whitefield, you look at these famous preachers of the day, people don't realize that many of those men of God were ostracized from the church. It goes back to John 16:1. But we weren't ostracized so much from the people inside of the building. The Lord is actually bringing us out there to seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. And he was actually redirecting us when we were being banned within, or if we're being deplatformed. What does it do? What's the response? I can tell you right here, we do paper ads, we do billboards. The more they come after us, we're going to turn around 10 times, and we're going to get out there, and we're going to reach farther than we have before. And that's the kind of enemies they don't want, but I don't want to give too much away. That's just the fact of the matter, and that's how we operate here on so many different fronts. If you come at me, I'm going to deal with you. It reminds me of Exodus 1:10, where it talks about the Pharaoh who didn't know Joseph. And the Bible says that he afflicted the children of Israel, but it also tells us the more they afflicted the children of God, the more they multiplied. So I say to all of this concerning, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, let their cruelty swell our ranks. In fact, that's exactly why we're doing these events all across the country, Alex. So I've got you for about 2 minutes. What is it that you want to share with the people concerning how important that this is, and how this is a clear and present danger concerning what's going on inside of America, not so much as to what's going on the outside of America?
Well, America's in moral danger right now. And if American Christians don't get serious about preserving our liberty, preserving our institutions, preserving especially our Christian foundations, our Christian heritage, the biblical principles that we were based on, we're going to lose not just the stuff that comes to mind immediately, like our individual liberty, but also things that flow from that, like the prosperity that we've enjoyed in this country for so many hundreds of years, like the security and the peace and the safety that we've enjoyed for so long in this country. When you lose the tree that made all that fruit possible, you're going to lose the fruit as well. So I would urge people to get off the couch. You know, I understand football games are important, but you know, there are serious issues at hand right now, and we need to be focusing on this. So to your point, Bradley, if we can't use the internet as a means to get the information out, then we use alternative methods. We use AM/FM radio, the New American Magazine. We still print the printed magazine, and we're not going to stop. We disciple our children in the way that God called us to do. I've got, you know, six of my own. I encourage all Christians to really seriously consider removing their children from the godless pagan indoctrination camps. Amen. and using a Christian program. We use Classical Conversations. There's you know, Freedom Project Camp. There's endless resources for Christian parents. There's good Christian schools across this country. And you notice the pagans and the godless, they don't send their children to Christian schools, and yet the Christian people continue sending their children to be discipled by a rival discipleship system. So, folks, everything's on the line, not just your country and your church and your freedom, but everything. And now would be a real good time to get involved if you haven't been active yet.
Amen. Alex, I know you have another interview right now. Again, guy, thanks for jumping on with me. I appreciate you, kid. We're going to be doing, and I said kid, that's a compliment. You know, hold on. Hold on to that, man. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so guys, real quick, I want to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do. It's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
4704. Also want to let you know that if you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that as well. And that is sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what we have been doing for the last 30 years across the country. If you want to see who we are and what Christianity looks like, because it's not what does Christ, what's he going to do? It's what is he doing through his church today in the midst of all this turmoil? Go ahead and check out sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out the map and take it from them that have experienced the message. You know, my prayer is that men find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. That's in 1 Corinthians 2:5. Also go over to 1 Corinthians 4:20, where it talks about the kingdom of God is not in word, but it's in power. And you can also check out 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5 as well. Folks, one more time, we're going to be talking about immigration fraud with Ron Branstner. I'm telling you guys, this local guy, Ron Branstner in the state of Minnesota, he's second to none. He's just, it's like a machine gun, just giving a precise, smooth, and it's not semi-automatic, let me tell you, friends. It's an automatic displacement, or should I say dissemination of information coming from these guys, because they're that sharp and they know what's going on out there. And they're telling you and giving people the knowledge as to how to cut this off. Alex is, again, as we just had him on the show, is more of the national, international guy. He's working from the inside out. Folks, he's not talking about things that he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's talking about things that he's experiencing. He's doing interviews with these people that are trying to implement these evil, wicked deeds, trying to create a global system. So if you want to come out tonight, we would love to have you. Don't look for excuses as to why you don't come. That's the worst thing you can do. You got to break outside of that and push yourself and be led to come. Romans 8:14. To get this vital information again, friends. It's not like we got any more room to kick the can down when it comes to the road, friends. Now's the time, not tomorrow. As Abe Lincoln rightly said, love him or hate him, he said, don't do tomorrow what you can do today. That's one of those events that you need to be at. Again, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, I'll be in the middle of it today. We're going to be at Freeport Community Center, 307 7th Street Southeast. We're also looking to do an event out in Johnstown, Colorado. Again, we're waiting for our friend Jason to give us a contact call for that event, but I believe that we would have a really good showing out in Colorado as well. But first things first. So, folks, what we're going to do is I'm going to come back on the other side, and we're going to segue into the topic of what we're seeing across the boards concerning this QAnon nonsense. Now, I don't know if people are aware of this, but the fact of the matter is, Marjorie Taylor Greene used to be one of the biggest cheerleaders concerning the current administration. She used to be one of the biggest cheerleaders, and Donald Trump turned on her when, in fact, she demanded the release of the Epstein files. And it's also interesting to note that simultaneously during that same time, she also started saying things that we all knew. And I'm talking about those that are out there doing the things that we're doing, that boots on the ground, where it's very real. And I'm talking about being a part of this culture war that we're in today, the spiritual warfare. And that's why we have our armor on. Ephesians 6:12, start there and go down. But one of the things Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and did is she started talking about the fact that Donald Trump is literally mocking the QAnonsense people. And I say a nonsense because it is all nonsense. And I'm going to prove that to you in just a moment here. But again, Marjorie Taylor Greene is literally coming out and saying that Trump supporters have been brainwashed about Q, and that his administration is laughing behind the backs of those that are supporting him. Now, that's just absolute betrayal, but this is what we've been seeing from this current administration time and time and time and time again. And for those that are too ignorant to think for themselves, I just want to say this. That's not Trump bashing. That's judging men by their fruit. After all, Christians are called to do what and to be what? They're called to be fruit inspectors. Matthew 7:16 through 20. And 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. So for anybody that's connected to QAnon nonsense, Trump and his administration are laughing at you behind your back. I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment here. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I'm not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Christ, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. Martin Luther. And he continues on, a man cannot be thoroughly humbled till he realizes that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, counsels, efforts, will, and works, and depends absolutely on the will, counsel, pleasure, and work of another, God alone. Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene was one of the biggest supporters of Donald Trump until she demanded the release of the Epstein files, and then Trump instantaneously turned on her. And in the process of doing so, she's been out there, again, promulgating information that she wouldn't have otherwise given had he not attacked her the way that he did. But one of the things that she had came out and said was that Trump supporters have been brainwashed about QAnon nonsense, and I'm saying nonsense because it is. And that his administration is laughing behind their backs, laughing at his own supporters behind their backs concerning those that follow Q. And I want people to understand where this originated from, because I don't think people realize that. But it's really leading people to empty promises. Because Q and nonsense, and again, I'm adding nonsense, for those that didn't know, it's just another psyop to keep you distracted. It's leading you down bunny trails constantly, just like what you're seeing with Candace Owens, just like what you're seeing from many of the other controlled operatives in the said conservative movement. It's their job to keep you distracted. It's their job to keep the dog and pony show and going so they can keep your eyes off of what in fact is really happening. So let me just kind of move into this QAnon for a moment, just to kind of show you where this originated, at least in our present time. So when you go back and you look at QAnonsense, and it was one of those things in which we have been forecasting, are the promises unfulfilled? And again, smoke and mirrors is what QAnon is all about. And we've been highlighting it, both myself and Tim, the morning show host, for years. And I'm absolutely taken back that there's still out there people that are still hanging on to the obviousness of what a psyop is and not making distinction to understand that they're the ones that are being played. They're always told to just sit back, relax, don't worry about it. We know it. We've got it in control. And the whole purpose of that is to make basically neutralize the people from standing up and actually dealing with the issues themselves. What does QAnon say? Oh, the president knows. The military knows. Oh, there's going to be a coup. They're going to take this over. Don't worry about it. Just go back to sleep. We got this. That's what they're doing. And I'll tell you what, if you want that message, that's all you have to do is go in the American church. And that's not a joke. And that's man's version of the church. It really, truly is. The impotent church in America and worldwide, that is man's church. The church of Jesus Christ has legs, friends, and it's moving all the time. It truly is. But again, let's go back to QAnon for just a moment. So if I take the time to explain what this is about, what this works is with the people, when the people put their trust in man, right? And they speculate as desired, or should I say, of the desired outcome, rather than having their faith in Christ. And what does the Bible say in Jeremiah 17:5, friends? It says that to trust in the arm of the flesh brings forth what? A curse. It brings a curse. We're not to put our trust in anything but, folks, we're not to put our trust in anything but the Lord, period. And I know to some people that just don't understand, what is this guy talking about? Put his trust in the Lord. I mean, it's like, how do I put my trust into something I don't see? Well, I don't know. Are you breathing right now? Is oxygen, is it keeping you alive as you take every breath? Do you see the breath that you breathe? Well, no. Oh, boy, I didn't think about that before. No, you didn't. I mean, again, friends, if a building has a builder, creation, therefore, must have a creator. But I'll tell you what, it goes further than that, because there's a living union, because the Bible says that we're joint heirs with Christ. We're joint heirs with Christ, and we're a partaker of the benefits of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is partaking with the life that Jesus promised to give us when he said, I've come to give life in life more abundantly. That's right. That's a life that carnal men do not understand, but those that have been born of the Spirit of God completely understand. And so when the world looks at guys like me and they say, what are you talking about? It's like, well, I'm sitting there looking at you like saying, you're not getting this. You're not getting the life that I'm receiving here. You're not feeling the power of this. And they're looking at you like you're out of your mind, like you've lost your mind, really. Well, the fact of the matter is, the truth is, and when it comes down to that, yeah, we've lost our minds because we've repented of our carnal minds and we've taken on the mind of Christ. And we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So, anyways, in saying that, let's go over to this real quick. On social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, go to either page, subscribe to those pages. And what you're going to see here is you're going to see information liberation, and it's being highlighted. These are two articles taken from a book concerning what it's all about, concerning the QAnon back in the 1920s. Guess what it was called back in the 1920s concerning the Bolsheviks, friends? The way that they created a neutral system with the people is they told the people, we've got this, just like you're seeing from Q today. Okay, don't worry about it. Put the people back to sleep, right? Tell them that you have this. Keep telling them this is what's coming. Keep telling them this is what's coming, and it never comes. Does that sound familiar for those that pay attention to Q? Folks, it's exactly what they're doing, and they're doing exactly what they've been designed to do. Okay? In the 1920s, guess what it was called? Today it's called QAnon. Back in the 1920s, concerning the Bolsheviks, PSYOP, it was called Operation Trust. Pay attention to the words, friends. I mean, these are people that are putting the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie, Isaiah 5:20. These are the ones that are putting light for darkness and darkness for light. These are the ones that, folks, are telling you the opposite of what it's really about. I mean, let me just go back to September 11th. It's a prime example. What did they name it concerning that act? And what did they name it when they implemented it at 3:30 in the morning and not one person read it? What do they call it? They called it the Patriot Act. Does anybody know what the word patriot means? Webster's 1828. The word patriot means to uphold dying laws. You know what the Patriot Act does, in fact? If you open it up and read the content of that, what they want to call act, it should be called the Unpatriotic Act. It should be called the Act of Tyranny because it does nothing but decimate the Constitution. But what did they name it? They knew people weren't going to ask any questions. They knew people weren't going to take the time to read it. They just called it the Patriot Act, and the people drank the Kool-Aid because they were in a state of emergency. And when there's a state of emergency, folks, you need to understand this is what the tyrants are constantly looking for, is emergency to push things through that they could not otherwise push through. And if you look at the Patriot Act within itself, friends, you better understand that that was up on the shelf waiting for the right crisis to come about to implement what they call the Patriot Act, which is an act of tyranny. And they do it all day long. They do it all day long. When they tell you and they give you a name that looks like it's profitable for the people or advantageous for the people, that's all you have to do is dig into the bill and you're going to find out that they named it the way they named it in hopes that you'd go back to sleep and not take it for face value. No, as a matter of fact, if you want to go back to the act of tyranny, they call it the Patriot Act. It's completely unconstitutional. It completely undermines who we are as a people. I mean, through that, look at all these unconstitutional agencies that they've used, or should I say have created, and they've leveled at the American people. That's all you have to do is look around. That is unless you have your eyes closed or you got your head stuck in the sand. Folks, that's what Operation Trust was all about back in the 1920s. It was a PSYOP. And again, Operation Trust was a Bolshevik counterintelligence operation, and it ran from 1921 to 1926. And what was it aimed at? Just like QAnon, what was it aimed at? Neutralizing opposition by creating the false impression that a powerful group of military leaders had organized to stop the communist takeover. Nothing could be further from the truth. So what's the conclusion? QAnon is responsible for more than nothing than leading the sheeple to unfulfilled predictions. That's exactly what QAnon is all about. And I want to equate this to the people that are leading you down these rabbit holes that go nowhere. I want to just say it again, and I'm going to say it until I'm blue in the face. The popular individuals that you know as the conservatives that never bring about resolve, that are worth millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, you need to understand they serve their golden calf. Guess what that golden calf does? Exodus 32. What does the golden calf do? The golden calf are their sponsors. And what are the sponsors doing, friends? They're doing everything in their power to demoralize the American people. Simultaneously, their conservative talking heads are leading them to no resolve, and they're getting them to distracted to look at other things that go nowhere. And I'll tell you, the queen bee of all of that is none other than Candace Owens. Do you know that today she's still just little by little by little by little by spoon feeding the people to keep coming back to her show, leading the people to nowhere, just like the rest of them. Just like the rest of them. Oh, and P.S., that's why they haven't been deplatformed. That's why they haven't been censored. So again, let me close this up during this segment. QAnon is responsible for more than nothing than leading the sheeple to unfulfilled predictions, and this for years. Shame on the American people that are going along with this nonsense. Again, it's nothing more than an operation of deceivers to lead people into chasing shadows. And of course, that's exactly their end aim, to bring the people that are following them to nothing, to a dead end. And to date, let me say it again, and to date, that's exactly the result that they were looking for. There's still people that are not paying attention. There's still people that are waiting for every word to fall from these masked scoundrels that are intended on leading the people down a bunch of rabbit holes that go nowhere. It's pretty crazy, but it's true. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 281-845-4704. Oh, how right was B.H. Clendenin when he said, any preacher who has not stirred the Pharisees, the hypocrites, and the devils to the point of speaking evil against him is not preaching the gospel in its fullness. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom, while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. You know, it's been said, rightly it has been stated, that those that are not zealous for the truth, they're not going to be zealous for the against errors. Those that are not zealous against errors are not zealous for the truth. I can say it either way. If we're not zealous against error, it's because we're not zealous for the truth. Absolutely 100% true. And folks, I'm saying that for the very purpose that we're continuously bringing you the pertinent information that matters the most. And some people will say, well, why aren't you talking about all that other stuff that Fox is talking about or other news channels are talking about? Because that's all mere smoke and mirrors. That's all it is. And I said M-E-R-E, mirror. And then I said smoke and mirrors, M-I-R-R-O-R-S. Okay, so I just want to make sure that you all understand we're sticking to that which is important. And we're telling you from the inside out, working with our said representatives and working with the bad guys as well, at least exposing them through live interviews concerning what is at your front door right now. And some will say, well, Bradley, when you say the front door, what do you mean when you say that? Well, it was one of those things that I continuously highlighted. And notice I don't have to keep changing the point. No, the Lord keeps using me to drive the point. And sooner or later, that's where everybody's going to be, because we're not called to be leaders of consensus. We're called to be molders of consensus. And that's what happens when we hold to the Word of God. Okay? And I want to say this to the men that need to be men out there. You do need to understand that, listen, men don't follow titles. They follow courage. Let me say that again. They don't follow titles. They're tired of people like you. They follow courage. And that's what we're called to be in this earth as we follow the Christ, Hebrews 13:7. If you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. Last segment, 281-845-4704. I wanted to finish that point concerning Amos 6:3. Do you guys know what that says? I want you to hear this, because it reminds me of something that it talks about in Jonah 2:4 as well. Those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Let me say that again. Those that observe lying vanities, the media, mainstream media, forsake their own mercies, because they're distracting you from what they're in fact really doing. Now let's go over to Amos 6:3. This is the fruit of following their lead, per se. It says in the King James Version, you that put far away the evil day, like as if to suggest that it will never happen here. You better understand that scripture says, woe unto those that are at ease in Zion. Did you notice the word ease? Yeah, I just wanted to make clear we all understood that. We're to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. And we're certainly not to be in the middle way. We're not to be groping for the middle way concerning finding a false pillow of grace. Okay? But it says this in Amos 6:3, you that put far away the evil day, as if to suggest it will never happen. I'm talking to you said unbelievers too. But by the way, let me make this point really quick. For those that say, I don't believe like you believe, it doesn't matter if you believe like I believe, because I know what I'm telling you is true. But I do want to say to people like you, it's the oldest sin in the book. It's called idolatry. And yours is not one on an intellectual basis. The issue that you have is a moral basis, because you don't want your creator to tell you what it is that you are to do and how you're to live your life. That's what your problem is. And if you're honest with yourself, you're going to come to the same conclusion that I just highlighted. And I strongly suggest that you repent. Well, you have time to repent. And I know people are saying, he wants us to repent. Well, listen, that's exactly what they were doing when Noah created the ark. They were all mocking him too, scoffing him, until it started to rain. I'm here to tell you, friend, it's raining big time. It's raining big time. You that put far away the evil day, you are the ones that cause the seat of violence to come nigh unto yourself. You are the ones that are responsible for allowing it to come to our front door, because you fail. As a matter of fact, not only do you procure, but you invite the bad guys to do the things that they do through your inaction. I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Jack from Maine. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Jack. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Good to hear your voice.
You too. Thank you.
Talking about compromise and taking a stand, everybody says don't compromise. But you and I, as righteous men, can come to a compromise that is righteous. But you cannot compromise with evil no matter what, because the slightest bit of evil renders the compromise evil.
Can I add to that, Jack? Because we know what compromise is, where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. And what you're saying, and I use this as an example when I'm doing high school assemblies or colleges, that it's interesting that back in the 60s, we all could have different opinions, but we were all rooted in the same principles. And because of that, we agreed, though we had a diverse understanding, because perhaps what it could be is the fact that we have different calls in our life, and therefore they function differently in a different call that our brothers or sisters may have. So I totally concur. I totally agree with what you said. Yep, absolutely.
It's not situational ethics. The ethics stays the same.
Amen.
The situation decides how you use that, how you apply that. The ethics stays the same.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Jack, I'm just curious, when are we coming to Maine?
Oh, come up and see us. We got to do that. We got to get you up here.
I would love to be up in Maine. We have not. As a matter of fact, Alex Newman's at the studios today, and we're getting set to go do another event in Minnesota, about an hour away from where we're at right now. And I was showing him our map, and I said, but we got to get more of the top of the United States, more of the New York area, the New Hampshire, the Massachusetts. And so now you're calling me from Maine, and I'm thinking, okay, hey, Jack, this one's on you, guy. When are we coming? I need to put this down on the schedule.
Well, here's Bob Roy and I were just talking about that. There's an event up here at the end of August, the Balloon Festival, and it really draws a crowd. So Camp Constitution will be here.
Oh, cool.
I will be doing Natural Family Foundation. We'll probably have... We're just talking about bringing Coach Dave up for that weekend.
Okay, no Dave. Done events with Dave, yep.
Wouldn't that be a hoot if you came up? Man, we could rock this place.
Amen, amen. Yeah, Coach Dave, he's a pretty aggressive guy, too. As a matter of fact, when I do events with him, I'll have a little fun with him. You know, one more point is, you know, with Coach Dave, people call him pastor all the time, and I told him this, and when I've done events in Ohio with him, I've told his congregation that Coach Dave is not a pastor. He's very apostolic. He's very apostolic. Mm-hmm. And anyways, I just thought I'd throw that in there because that was my two cents to this conversation. So I would love nothing more than to come out there, Jack, and spend some time in Maine with my brothers up there. And I just want to let you know I totally appreciate the phone call. I'll give you the last word.
You bring your family.
We'll do it.
Your boys would love it.
Absolutely.
We got plenty of room to run.
Okay. Well,
can chase the beaver in the pond.
Okay, well, let's figure something out. In the meantime, again, I thank you for your phone call, folks. We got 1 minute left. I want to kind of piggyback something that Jack just got done saying, and it was about the diversity. And I'm trying to pull this up right now, and I'm going to it. And it was one that Charles Carroll, I believe, stated concerning diversity. Because, again, I want you to keep that diversity in context concerning the foundation and where that tree is planted, because we're just talking about a different branch off the same tree concerning the principles. And I believe that's exactly what Jack was highlighting as well. I'm still going through this right now, and I know it's going to pop up right about the time that the outro goes. But again, it was something I believe Charles Carroll said. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Yep, here it is. It was Alexander Hamilton, forgive me. He said, "For on my own part, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system with which out the finger of God never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests." But remember, those branches are on the same tree concerning the root and the soil of the heart of Jesus Christ himself. Love you by what we do. Hope to see you tonight. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good night. 1 John 3:18. See ya.